Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time for the Tiki and Tierney NFL Training Camp Two-A-Days as we visit all 32 NFL camps to preview the upcoming season.
New England Patriots, 11-5, first in the AFC East. For the 10th consecutive season and the 15th time in 16 years, the New England Patriots won the AFC East en route to a third straight Super Bowl appearance where they won ring number 6 since 01.
Tom Brady, about to be a 6-time champion, takes the snap, drops to the knee, and the Patriots have won their 6th Super Bowl title. In the early 2000s, they won 3 of 4. Now they have won 3 of the last 5. Yes, it's still a dynasty.
The ageless Tom Brady shows no signs of slowing down, but may face some challenges in the passing game after Gronk retired. But second year back, Sony Michel looks primed to take some heat off his QB's shoulders.
Okay, let's get into them. The Patriots, obviously, pretty stacked. Dan Shaughnessy covers everything out there in Boston, from the Boston Globe, one of the great columnists in our country. Dan, welcome back to Tiki and Tierney. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, I noticed this with the Yankees, and this is how I want to launch into the conversation. Back in the day, when the Yankees won in 96, 98, 99, and 2000, then they lost in a World Series to the Diamondbacks in 01, the Marlins in 03. And even as a Yankee fan, I can admit this. When you win that frequently, eventually there's a staleness. There's almost an expectation, and you take the losses a little easier than you used to when before you would try to climb the hill. You don't celebrate the wins maybe with as much vigor as you did before you finally scaled the mountain. Has any staleness infiltrated the Patriots fan base with all this championship winning?
Well, they're very arrogant and lofty and confident, and they deserve to be. You know, it's very helpful that there's never any push in the division. I mean, having three teams chronically horrible for 20 straight years is it's a great luxury that really no one else has when you go into every year knowing that. And, you know, the other part here is it's been, same ownership, same coach, same quarterback for the whole 20 years. So there's nothing to compare to what we're seeing, and it'll never be replicated. But the cooperation of the Bills, Jets, and Dolphins is not to be understated.
No, I agree, and I pointed out many times. But as a Jets fan, it almost seems like, all right, this guy's trying to, create an excuse for other. But no, I get it. They are great. They are beyond reproach. But that's certainly a big piece of the puzzle when you have a lot of built-in wins over the course of 20 years, as you said. You get to host a lot of games, and you get some buys, and that obviously matters.
You know, and it's not even the built-in wins. It's because they'll lose one or two of the 6 every year, a lot of times in against the Dolphins down there. But what it is by Thanksgiving, there's no push. No one is close. And so they know, by then that they're going to win the division. I mean, just, I don't have to tell you, but, the Bills haven't won a playoff game in this century, and the Dolphins, I think it's 1. So that makes the Jets the kingpins in the 21st century.
That's
of
us.
Of the other 3, and we know what that's been like the last 10 years. So, it's the notion that there's no competition, when they get to the holidays that they're going to be threatened. So they can kind of, create their own path and rest people or just get ready for the playoffs, and knowing they're going to get the first round bye, second round home game.
But in a lot of ways, as I'm listening to you lay that out, that's Dan Shaughnessy from the Globe here on Tiki and Tierney. In a lot of ways, Dan, it almost like further illuminates just how impressive the achievement's been, because that's when you can get stale. If you forget about the Pats fans, if you're a Patriots player, and as you say, and you're right, just based on the logistics of their path for 20 years, I mean, you have it sewn up by Thanksgiving night to still remain that uber-focused and attentive to detail required to win a championship. It speaks to just how on point everybody is in the building. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's the organization. It's the coaching staff. It's the coach having the hammer, and guys got to get in line. you know, a lot of times, you know, if they want to get their to get paid, they have to go somewhere else. So there haven't been, if you look at it, you know, Ty Law just got in the Hall of Fame, but there have not been a lot of co-Hall of Famers alongside Brady during this time. And it really is the system over the individual. And for some reason, even when guys later leave here and come back, they're not unhappy about it. You know, even a guy like Randy Moss, and it wasn't all great while he was here, but he still speaks very fondly of the Patriots. And, you know, guys like Corey Dillon and guys who had trouble elsewhere,
yeah,
they seem to, you know, to be happy with their time here because they won, they got in the playoffs, and they got rings.
I know that most years, certainly September, but obviously October, you're juggling, you know, Red Sox columnist duties and between Fenway and the road trips and obviously being at Gillette Stadium. But you have seen, I mean, I would imagine, just about every one of Tom Brady's professional snaps. So you are perfect to answer this. I mean, where is the attrition? It's not in his 40 time. It's not in his body. Like, where is the palpable drop-off at all? I mean, what has he gotten worse at?
Well, you know, he feels the rush because he doesn't want to get hit. And, you know, the downfield game, there's really not much of it anymore. It's very much the pitch and catch thrown to the backs. And, you know, his favorite guys, the guys he's familiar with, the targets. And so and they really protect it. I mean, the key, I don't know why no one's figured this out. You know, he gets rid of the ball in 1 or 2 seconds, and you can't get to him. And so you got to bounce off the backs when they snap. I mean, I don't know much about football, but I know that when people just play coverage, it's a joke. They just pick you apart. And with the new rules that you can't touch the quarterback, that really plays to his strength, and that's one of the reasons he can play into 42 and not show a lot of drop-off. But, I mean, numerically, you know, he's in the 12 to 15 range now. He's not a top five guy. It's just that when you get to the playoffs, he'll beat you every time.
Yeah. The Patriots don't miscalculate much, so I can't imagine that they were stunned that Josh Gordon got a reprieve. But do you think they were a little surprised that it worked out the way it did?
Yeah, possibly. I don't think they can't possibly know that this is coming. And, you know, things haven't always been great with them in the league, so you just don't know. But clearly, Gordon's a guy that the league wants and is rooting for and is giving a lot of breaks to. And so I don't think it's anything they knew rock solid they could prepare for, but they can certainly use it because that's an area where they need some help.
What have you seen from the kid Harry, Arizona State kid, wide receiver, draft? What has he shown in camp so far?
Well, I mean, it's been a weird thing because the undrafted guy, you know, Myers has done more, and that's been he didn't have a great night last night, but I'm going to leave it at that. They're both going to be on the team, and the availability of Gordon will, you know, have something to say about that. But I mean, for them, I think that the tight end game is really down for them. I mean, you losing Gronk's one thing, but they're just not deep there. They don't really have the people there, and Tom likes that, so he's gonna miss Gronk or anybody who he's trusts to be at that position. Watson got hurt last night, so we don't know.
You know, one of the things you hear a lot about, and I don't know who's going. You would think that Belichick will outlast Brady if he wants to, just based on the natural attrition,
right,
of player versus coach. Although I don't know that Brady's natural. Do you believe that Belichick is almost borderline possessed to eventually win one without Tom?
There's a notion about that. That's not something that they talk about, and it's hard to see how this is going to unfold. But you know, when you're 67. You can keep coaching. I mean, Bill used to say he didn't want to be doing this, you know, when he's 70, Marv Levy, that kind of thing. But, I mean, I don't know what else he would do. I think he likes it. I think they really got it going here. I think the disparity between him and all the other coaches gets greater every year. I think he really enjoys that. I mean, people just lose their minds when they see him on the other sideline.
The press conferences, at this point, do you you have to go? I mean,
No, not you.
Yeah, but
the beat guys do, yes.
Exactly, of course. But so there's a professional commitment. But Has anybody learned how to play the game? I mean, how is it 20 years you can't solve the riddle of, and I don't mean but solve the riddle collectively and get the guy to say something?
Right. He sees no interest in doing other than what's court mandated on this thing, and he won't tell you that today's Friday. And that's, I understand it. I know what he's doing. I don't hold it against him. I choose not to engage in the stupid game. So, you know, and if he doesn't want to answer, he's going to say they already issued a statement, or we just do what's good for the football team, and there you go. I mean, so, you know, you can know ahead of time you're not going to get something, but you have to ask anyway.
Yeah.
I did that with the Butler thing last year. It's like, well, people want to know. Well, I'm only talking about this year's team. Well, this year's team needs to know. Why didn't Butler play in that game? Because a lot of guys didn't get rings because of that.
Uh-huh.
So that, you know, I mean, but you're not going to get what you're looking for, but I think he respects if you try, and if it's legit and you're not being a clown or you know, like when they send news reporters out there just to get reactions, like he has no use for that.
Boy, he's a trip. Dan Shaughnessy with us here. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, getting ready for the season. What's the true weak point? Where's the kryptonite for the Pats on the roster right now, besides tight end?
Yeah, that would be it, and I think the defense is ahead of the offense, and they seem to be pretty happy with the depth that they have over there. You know, they're going to rely on running backs, and, you know, we still don't know what Sony Michel is or how healthy he is. That you're going to see more of that. But, I mean, I just think, you know, having people that Tom trusts to throw the ball to, I think that's something that they're just going to have to develop. But, again, they're able to – they lost 5 road games last year, and it didn't matter. They tend to get better as it goes on. I expect that will happen again.
Dan, what do you think is the expectation? What happens here with Patrick Chung?
Well, he only hasn't played. He has had a shoulder – and, you know, he was on the sideline kind of helping coach the younger players in Tennessee, but not seen last night. This is a weird one because I don't know what the NFL has any – what the jurisdiction is. I mean, they can do what they want, but everybody's just buttoned down saying nothing at this point. And of course, all Patriot fans, you know, he did nothing wrong. He's been framed. It was, you know, somebody planted the stuff, the usual stuff there because, as we know, the Patriots are different and do nothing wrong.
Yes, they are. They are not human. They are just. They are barely. I hear you. They definitely never bend the rules, which actually gets me to this here, Dan. I was out in Utah. I was 1,800 miles away, but this trickled all the way out there. Obviously, what you got to take me back to your, because I've been saying this for years, and I've kind of said it with a smile. But again, it comes off as, you know, the loser Jet fan who's jealous. All right, that's fine. If that's my lot in life, okay. Circumvention of the salary cap. Can you circle back to that? You said it here on CBS Sports Radio.
Well,
do you really believe that?
No, I can't prove anything.
No, so I know, but do you believe it?
Well, yeah. I just, you know, the notion that Tom always plays for less money and because he's such a team guy, that's that's great. Maybe it's true. And, you know, he is married to a billionaire and money shouldn't matter to him as much as winning at this point. I think he's true to that. But I'm always suspicious of TB12, the storefronts, and you know, him, the home he bought that is for sale now that Bob Kraft helped with Pine Manor College, whatever, get the frontage or get around the zoning bylaws or whatever it is. There's just, and I'm suspicious that he'll end up being part owner of the team. Or get a piece of the action when it's over, and that'll be the payback ultimately for this. So I don't know what's legal, what's illegal. I certainly can't prove they're doing anything.
Yep.
But they're good at burying this stuff, as we know, and it just wouldn't surprise me.
Me neither. But let's say that something like this actually was somewhat provable, if you will, down the road, and it comes to fruition that what you've surmised and what I've long surmised is actually accurate. Retroactively, can you imagine the NFL going after him?
Forget about it.
Imagine
you
that.
You can't touch him. No, we're just flying crazy here. That'll never happen.
It's Tom Brady's world. Dan, enjoy the 12 or 13 wins that you'll get to cover and write about and all that other stuff, and we'll see you in the playoffs.
Yeah.
We'll be reading you.
We'll see you in Miami for the Super Bowl.
That is Scott. I'll see you. Thanks, Take Dan.
Care.
You got it, man. Dan Shaughnessy from the Boston Globe.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.